This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. India and Thailand signed 6 agreements for cooperation in various fields including IT, maritime, MSME, handicraft and handloom sectors. The agreements were exchanged following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Thai counterpart Pentong Tan Shinawatra at Bangkok yesterday. Both sides reviewed the progress of the entire gamut of bilateral relations and discussed ways to add greater momentum to the India-Thailand bilateral partnership and exchanged views on regional and multilateral issues. Prime Minister Modi received a ceremonial guard of honour. In his joint statement following the bilateral talks, Prime Minister Modi has said that Thailand has a special place in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the 6th BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok, Thailand today. The theme of the BIMSTEC Summit is BIMSTEC, Prosperous, Resilient and Open. Following the BIMSTEC Summit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Sri Lanka later today for the second leg of his two-nation tour. The Rajya Sabha has taken up a clause-by-clause consideration on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025. The voting on the amendments moved by the opposition is underway. Rajya Sabha held discussion on the legislation for around 12 hours. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 aims to streamline the management of Waqf properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between the Waqf boards and local authorities, and protecting the stakeholders' rights. The bill also seeks to improve the economic and social status of the Muslim women, particularly widows and divorced women. The bill is intended to make the Waqf board more inclusive, having representation from different Muslim sects for better Waqf governance and decision-making. The Waqf Amendment Bill establishes a secular, transparent and accountable system for Waqf administration. By introducing checks and balances, empowering stakeholders and improving governance, the bill sets a progressive and fair framework for Waqf administration in India. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that crores of poor Muslims will be benefited from this legislation and in no way it harms any single Muslim. He said the legislation does not interfere in the Waqf properties. Parliament has passed the Protection of Interest in Aircraft Objects Bill 2025 with the Lok Sabha approving it. Rajya Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill seeks to provide for protection of interests in aircraft objects and to implement the Convention on International Interests in Mobile Equipment and the Protocol to the Convention on International Interests in Mobile Equipment on matters specific to aircraft equipment. The Supreme Court upheld the Calcutta High Court verdict invalidating the appointment of more than 25,000 teachers and other staff in West Bengal schools. The top court said that the entire selection process is vitiated by manipulation and fraud, and its credibility and legitimacy denuded. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India CJI Sanjeev Khanna and Justice Sanjay Kumar said the fresh selection process is to be completed in West Bengal schools within 3 months. The process can also have relaxations for untainted candidates. India is carefully examining the implications of reciprocal tariffs imposed by the US. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that it is engaging with all stakeholders, including Indian industry and exporters, taking feedback of their assessment of the tariffs and assessing the situation. It is also studying the opportunities that may arise due to this new development in the US trade policy. The US President Donald Trump issued an executive order on reciprocal tariffs imposing additional ad valorem duties ranging from 10% to 50% on imports from all trading partners. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 80 runs at Eden Gardens last night. Chasing a victory target of 201 runs set by Kolkata Knight Riders, Sunrisers Hyderabad were all out for 120 runs in 16.4 overs. The ongoing Boxing World Cup in Brazil, Manish Rathaur, Hitesh and Avinash Jamwal have entered the semi-finals in the respective weight categories, ensuring 3 more medals for India in the championship. And that is the end of this news bulletin.